When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Williams to throw. On the move, deflected and almost intercepted. It ended up off the right hand of Jonathan Jones, trying to fit it in to DJ Moore, and it's incomplete.
Lots of incomplete. Not enough complete.
Yeah, it was bad. And we can...
So many things just looked off. Just they're looking worse. Caleb Williams is getting worse, and something is disconnected. Something is going in the wrong direction. The blocking, the timing. Dan Orlovsky did a nice little breakdown on Twitter today about how the feet, his feet aren't married up to the route concepts. His eyes, where he's supposed to be looking, and when he's holding onto the ball too long sometimes. He's not looking where he should be looking sometimes. His touch on throws, he's completely discombobulated. His targeting system is off.
What's crazy is they win the turnover battle again, but when your offense is non-existent, it really doesn't matter because you're not doing anything with those turnovers. And you know, you give up a few field goals. I mean, they scored 3 points, Dan. They scored 3 points at home. You're not going to win games scoring 3 points. That's, I don't know. It's like when, you know, an offense in baseball, your pitcher gives up a couple of runs. And you're like, oh, he should have been. You didn't score any runs. You've got to score points to win games. It's the NFL is offensive minded. And we've seen some low scores this year, but 3 weeks of what we've seen from the Bears is just, and those third down numbers.
I wanted to play this cut because tell me if this reminds you of something you've heard before. This is DJ Moore again discussing this concept of how they're accountable.
What needs to be different? Everybody gets held accountable throughout practice. Even if it's a little like a flinch for a false start, and it got to come back, or if some detail with me or any of the other receivers is, we just got to run it back and get on that person.
Is that still not happening enough?
It's happening, but I think we've got to take it to another level.
What needs to be different? Accountability in practice. What are they doing? That's the second time we've heard it. It was Cole Kmet last time talking about practice.
It's technically the third time because the original meeting was about being coached harder. What do you think that means, Dan?
Right, that's true. It sounds like the same thing. That's not in game. But that's on the head coach. That isn't necessarily on any assistant. The standards of practice... The standards, and this is why I asked Matt Eberflus this when we were in Las Vegas, and we had Eberflus on. And I said, how are these standards, how is that accountability work if you're only on one side of the ball? He said, it's about coaching the coaches, was his answer to me. Okay, how can we still be 9 games into the season and have veteran players crying out for help? Have veteran players still telling reporters what needs to be different? Accountability and practice? We're 9 games into an NFL season. This can't be happening. That's on the head coach.
What's crazy to me is I was looking at the bye because I just keep going back to the bye. I keep going back to this inflection point where, in theory, you're supposed to get better, right? You've had about half the league now that's had 3 games or more since their bye. And you've got the Bears who have lost 3 in a row. You've got the Titans who lost 3 in a row. But at least, like, their 3 losses, Colts, Bills, Lions, the Titans aren't good, and I can understand that.
But they exposed some things with the Bears, and we saw it early.
Yes.
We saw stuff in that Bears-Titans game that looked
bad. But we thought it was fixed because that was game one. That was game one. The Lions had their bye the same week as back in week 5. They've since won 5 in a row because they're the Lions, including last night's magnificent win over the Texans. The Chargers, since their bye, 4-1. Their only loss was a 2-point loss, 17-15 to the Cardinals.
A little bit more breaking news here from Adam Schefter, who apparently now says, we played what he said before about expecting a change in play caller. He's added, also possible.
No, I already know what it is. No, it's not possible. It's not acceptable.
Also possible is a change at quarterback. He says Tyson Bagent could be a possibility.
Now, the only way that is acceptable. All right, follow me on this.
Nope.
The only way.
You walk over there by yourself.
I'm going to tell you the only way this is possible. If something has gone on where they're like, we're only going to have Coleman Shelton next week, and the rest of the line is the line, then I'm like, okay, you don't want Caleb Williams to die. I understand that.
Then they better say that.
No.
Then you can't say he gives us a better chance to win. You better say that.
Because you know what that would be?
If that's true, you better say it.
Here's why.
We'd rather get this idiot killed than that guy.
Is that a tweet, Dan, that you saw?
That's a backup quarterback situation. That's what backups are for. When you know the same way you don't want him in there at the end of the game, Dan, when he's getting run over. The same principle is in play. So technically, they're kind of listening to what you said about it, if that's the way they go. But any other reason besides we just don't have the linemen to fix this, the only way that you could say that that's a thing, that benching Caleb Williams is a thing.
Come on, man.
I'm with you. I want to make sure you understand that overall I am with you. But if Caleb Williams is out there behind Coleman Shelton and fill in the blanks, like he was at the end of that game?
Against the Packers? That you're gonna roll into the Packer game waving a white flag. Literally, in this case.
You told me only one thing matters.
Yes, but...
Here, let me bounce a question to you. If it's Coleman Shelton and a bunch of second and third stringers, do you want Caleb Williams to face said Packers with that?
It says
you don't have a plan on offense. You didn't have a backup plan for your play calling to get better this week with a different guy with maybe a little more imagination, a little more creativity, a little more structure, and definitely more connectivity with your play calling. You know?
Yeah, but it's just so backwards. It's cutting off your nose despite your face. We're so bad we can't even begin developing our franchise quarterback.
One thing Tyson Bagent, we know he does, is get rid of the ball extremely quickly. He will just get rid of the ball.
Mm-hmm.
He will get rid of the ball.
Yes.
That's the one thing that he does that no one's arguing with, right?
Right. But no one's open.
But at the same time, this year is about one thing, and that's developing Caleb Williams. He's got to play games to develop. If it's a Troy Aikman type year, if it's a Peyton Manning type rookie year, you've got to let him play. Now, I don't want him to get hurt, but he's taken so many sacks. Just the last 2 weeks.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a tweet also that I see from Ollie Connolly, who is a writer for The Guardian, and he writes the newsletter at the Read Optional. And he's got a bunch of video here, and his takeaway is the Bears offense has the bleepiest vibes of any unit in the league. Receivers lollygagging routes, receivers quitting on routes, players bailing mid-play. No one cares about the quarterback being crushed. Even on positive plays, the sideline doesn't seem like it cares. That's the stuff that you start to notice, too. Which is why I asked Tim Jenkins last week about quit. About where you see quit.
The scramble drill?
I always see, and he mentioned in the scramble drill, guys not busting their ass to find a spot to get open. And offensive linemen not looking to hunt, not looking to hit somebody. Who else can I hit? I'm a hitting monster here. What else is in front of me? What else can I knock over? That kind of thing is terrifying. If all of this is married up with a lack of effort, which I'm starting to see.
The other thing, if the quarterback is really something that's in question, here's why I don't want them to do it. Why I don't want them to go to Tyson Bagent. It just smells of desperation. We just need to find a way to try to save my job.
Yeah, it reminds me of when, didn't Trestman bench Cutler for Jimmy Clausen?
That doesn't even sound plausible. But
do you remember that?
I do remember something like that.
Yeah, where it was like, well, we're gonna put Jimmy Clausen out there.
Yeah, it was a really weird, like, I'd actually forgotten about that. I kind of blacked out that whole season.
And we wonder, like, why? Why are you putting Jimmy Clausen? Jimmy Clausen's not going to do anything.
I guess the coaches feel like he gives them a better chance to win that matchup that week. I don't have a good answer. I don't like it, though. I told you the only way I could even begin to see it, and I'm not even saying I'd go for it, because you need Caleb Williams to play to take his lumps now so that next year he's better. He's been bad. He's better. Now, are they saying, hey, mechanically, he's messed up, we got to fix some things? Isn't that what practice is for?
But I guess not. The players say it's not. The players are demanding that there be more accountability in practice. Like you say, the third time this year.
Just to clear this up, Eberflus is talking right now. He did say they are not considering a change at quarterback. The quote is, Caleb is our starter.
Okay.
See, so, why are you doing?
There we go.
See, that's why I can't.
I'm just telling you what was said. That's all I'm telling you. But the fact that Eberflus is even there answering questions is already a failure.
Well, the fact that he has no answers.
That's already a drop ball.
They're searching. They're still searching.
This is shot. It's over. It's done. It's toast. This shouldn't be the guy searching for it. He can't find answers.
Where's Ryan Poles?
I don't know. I don't know where he is. I don't know where anyone else is who can say this isn't okay.
When he didn't talk after the trade, it raised both my eyebrows, because this would be the time to talk. And you can give your vote of confidence or lack of thereof, see how things play out. But this is troubling all the way around. And I don't know what is going to happen. I told you what I think needs to happen. And the fact that it's here Monday morning and we don't have answers is poor. It's unacceptable. and something needs to change. And that the fact that they can't tell us what the changes are going to be, it's beyond disturbing.
There should have been a plan in place the moment that game ended, with the people who run this organization and care about this organization demanding that something be different, instead of allowing the same people to go into the same rooms and have the same useless, fruitless conversations about we've got to find this and we've got to determine this and we're going to take time to realize this and we're going to look inward and we're going to look at the film and we'll have our after action reports filed. Enough. It's enough. It's not working anymore. It's all getting worse on your watch. How is it going to stop? Who's answering these questions? Who has an answer?
I just want to give some context.
It's like when you feel, when you as like as a consumer,
okay,
feel wronged.
Bears fans have felt wrong for quite some time.
But you know that feeling like, and I, whoever, whether it's the Kafka-esque experiences with the cable company, famously, or whether something has gone wrong and a restaurant just can't get your order right and it's and you've exhausted everything you can do with the person at one level. And whether you go full Karen or not, at some point, you would like to speak to somebody who has a little more power.
Never go full Karen.
To maybe say, well, that's the classic, I'd like to speak to the manager.
Yes.
But there are times, like when you've been on the phone with customer service and you feel really wronged, whether it's, you know, something with your phone plan or whatever it may be. It's like, hey, is there somebody there? Well, I can't answer that. I can't answer that. Well, we don't know.
Well, get somebody on the phone who can.
That's how I feel as a Bears fan right now. I feel exasperated on the other end of that phone. If you can't do something, please let me talk to somebody who can. Even if that person can say, I'm sorry, here's half a refund, or here are some extra loyalty points, or whatever it might be. You know the apps that are better about that than others. If somebody messes up your DoorDash order, you talk to the bot, and the bot's like, all right, thanks for telling us.
Your meal's free.
Yeah, here's this and this and this and this, or whatever it may be. The Bears are like these, seriously, it's like something out of Kafka, where it's just these endless bureaucratic dead ends and roads to nowhere, and you're left feeling completely helpless. Put someone on the phone. Put someone on the podium with the power to answer the questions.
I think Matt Eberflus has power to answer questions. He just refuses to answer them in a way that would satisfy anyone, really, at this point. Earlier, I was like, all right, Matt, you want to play it close to the vest? That's cool. But as the problems got worse and worse after the 3-game winning streak, you come out of the bye and do what you did against the Commanders. You come out of that and do what you did against Arizona. And then you come home, the place where you have been okay. It's been your
6.5-point favorite.
Your safe space. And you realize after that game, nothing is safe.
But everything is.
Nah.
But it is.
No.
He's out there again saying they'll find the answers, the elusive answers. The same people who can't find their own ass if it had a bell on it are going to find all of these elusive answers.
We are at a crossroads. It seems like we stay at a crossroads.
We must love it. Isn't the crossroads where Robert Johnson sold his soul to the devil for his guitar ability?
I just know that's where Bone Thugs and Harmony hang out. That's all I got for you.
That's fine. Somebody sell something to somebody at the crossroads, and we'll pay the piper down the road. Or maybe that's what this is for the one Super Bowl. Stonecutter says Trestman benched Cutler for Clawson in December of 2014. It led to the single worst hour of phone calls in the history of the Boers and Bernstein show. And yes, I know how monumental that statement is. The fact that we even take an hour of phone calls, good Lord.
Because
like torture.
I feel like that happens when you're just, I have no answers, you have no answers. Let's try to get through this together.
Yeah.
Right?
So yeah, that's always a mistake though.
It is. It heightens things.
It always goes poorly. It always makes me unhappy. It gives me crotch detachment. It makes me want to put a book on my head.
I'm just beside myself in that Matt Eberflus did not come out with answers. But I'm not surprised. At least I'm not surprised because I'm not that naive, because we talked about what happened last week and the week before on Mondays. We know what to expect on Mondays. You know what the answer is?
Nothing.
Not enough.
Nothing.
I'll give you something, but not nearly enough. Not nearly enough.
I just want to hear somebody express that they care as much as we do, that they understand the enormity of this, and they understand what's at stake.
Well, Matt Eberflus's job is theoretically on the line.
It's not. If you can't lose your job today after that, how could you possibly, short of a multi-state killing spree,
get beat down by the Packers?
But what? There'll be a 7-point dog. Like, this was it.
Oh, no. But I'm saying, if you're at home and the score is, 41-7. I'm sorry. 41-6. I didn't want to give the offense an assumed touchdown.
Oh, that's so kind of you.
That's so based sweet. On what I've seen over the last 8 quarters, would you?
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.